Hi, good afternoon. My name is Joe with the Tax Relief. How are you doing today?
All right, I'm doing all right. How are you?
That's great to hear. I'm doing great, sir. Thank you for asking. Now, we're just offering assistance. Are you still seeking help with your taxes?
Yes.
Okay. Do you owe the IRS $5K or you have 2 years or more on file taxes that we can help you out with?
More than $5K, yes. Yes.
More than $5K? What about the 2 years on
Why
file taxes? Also, we
I'm
can
sorry.
Help you out.
Say
so
anything,
we
sir?
Can eliminate. We can eliminate them or help you out. Reduce them.
Okay. What's the catch?
Now,
all right.
No, there's no catch, sir. So only I have to get my specialist on the line, and they will help you out with the programs and give you information all you need. It's going to be only 5 minutes of your time, real quick.
Shit, all right.
Is that
five
okay
minutes,
with you?
Yeah, shit, 5 minutes,
all right.
That's it.
All right, sir. And your first name is Michael, correct?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Michael. Nice to meet you. So here I go. I'm going to help you out real quick. I'm going to leave you in good hands. All right? Just I'm going to do a quick introduction.
You.
No problem, sir. You ready for the weekend?
You too.
It's Friday. Okay, here we go. All right, Mr. Michael, you're going to hear some music? And they'll be there right there. All right, here we go. Just bear with me, Mr. Michael. I'll get him in the language.
Okay. No problem, bro.
All right. Any plans?
UFC fight on Saturday.
Actually, this is Don.
Hey, Don, I have Mr. Michael on the line. His phone number is 571-8396-643.
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Go ahead, Mr. Michael. You're in good hands with Mr. Don.
All right. Before we begin, to Josh, you sounded mad zesty when you picked up that phone. You said, this is Josh. You sounded mad wild. I just got to call that out. But, yeah, how can I help you?
I'm actually Don.
Don, same difference. You heard what I said.
Okay, so our call center transferred you over. Do you owe to the IRS?
Yes.
Okay, how much do you owe?
I never gave it a number. He said, do I owe more than $5,000? And I do.
Okay, so you've been talking to two different people. They just transferred you over. My question to you is
no,
how much
I talked
do you
to one
the
person. You're the second person, brother. The first person, the
right.
guy who just transferred the call, he said he only asked me, just to give you a heads up, he only asked me one question. I called the number that I got the message from, and he was like, do you owe more than $5,000? I said, yes. He never asked me how much, and then he immediately passed me over to you.
Right. So my question to you is, how much do you owe the IRS?
Like 7,432, I think.
And then is this for personal taxes or is it for like a business?
It's mainly personal.
Okay. Can you elaborate a little bit? Is it like 1099 plus W-2 or?
No,
W-2.
W-2. W-2.
Okay.
So personal. It's not business. That's what I'm saying. Mainly
okay.
W-2.
Right. Okay, W-2. And then is it for like a specific year or is it for several years? Or?
Less than 3 years.
And then do you know which years it is? Or?
2023, 2024.
Okay. And then 24, you already did your 24 taxes?
I did not. I actually have not. I swear to God. That's why y'all called it the right point. I have not.
Okay. And so, but that 7432, did you get a notice saying that's what you owed, or how did you know that specific? That's a pretty specific amount. That's why.
I keep track of myself, but I got a text message. I got a text message that said, and it kept hitting, over and over again. And it was like, you will fucking, you know, tax season. It started beginning when I felt like advertisements start reaching your phone, you know? So I was like, oh, shit, they peep. And then I kept getting messages, so I said, fucking let me call. Because they're all agencies. They're all the same. They publicly report data, so it doesn't matter. You can be mad at it all you want, but it's the truth. So I just figured to call. They're all the same, man.
Is your phone number 571-839-6343, or did I misunderstand the guy that transferred you?
Say that again?
571-839-6343. 571-839-6613. Oh, 6613. Yeah, I misunderstood.
No, I'm saying, is that what you're saying?
No, I said 6343.
6313, no, that's wrong.
Okay, so, it's 6313. Or 6343.
I'm sorry, you're confusing me. Would you read the number?
I just need to know. I have 571-839-6343.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm trying to pull up a case, not coming up, so I'll have to do a new case here.
I bet.
Give me a second. And so the 2024 taxes you need to do, but this debt is from 2023 or some other year.
Nope, not some of you, just 2023 to 2024.
Okay, and you're speculating on the 7432, or did you just not file? You had them done but didn't file them?
Nah, good call. I did try to paraphrase it. I did try to fucking ballpark the number. I just vaguely remember what I saw, so.
Okay, but that number that you saw, was it from, like, something you were doing online, or was it from, like, a tax preparer, or?
So, typically, I remember, I would hope so. As I had mentioned, it's a mix of both. Like, I understand what I was getting from the notices, and then I also got the, like I said, email, text message, especially the text messages part. So I just called in. Because I'm not,
okay,
if you're saying that you can offer people less than as opposed to paying the original amount, then it wouldn't make no sense.
Yeah.
So.
Let's say that again. That last part. I'm a little confused.
I said it would make no sense as opposed to paying if you're saying IRS, blah, blah, blah. If you're discounted rate, it would make no sense, like, as opposed to paying the previous rate.
Right. All I'm asking is how much you think you owe. It's a pretty simple question. I'm just trying to find out how you figured 7432. Did you get a notice that said that? Sounds like you did get a notice that said that amount.
I just said I ballparked it. That's why I said good call out.
Okay.
I just ballparked it.
How much is the notice? What did the notice say you owed?
Let me check.
Sure.
I'll give you the penny amount, since you want to be fucking technical and shit. Give me 1 second. Bear with me. Okay, so it's showing up at 7112 and 33 cents.
And what do you know the date of that notice?
February 2nd.
Of this year?
This, yeah, last month.
Okay. All right. And so you feel like you're going to owe the balance of that 7,432. You feel like you're going to owe a couple hundred for 2024?
Not a couple hundred, Brody. 7,112, 7,000 in the thousands. Like 7,112.
Right. No, what I'm saying, that's for 2023 and before. I'm talking about 2024 that you haven't filed yet. Do you think you're going to owe, because you gave me a figure of 740.32. Is that also including what you think you're going to owe for 2024? Is there a big amount?
So, okay. That's actually very good. That's, see, we're working here. Right, good questions. Fair enough. All right. My bad. So that's what they sent me as a total. So they didn't make it clear. They just said, this is what I'm back on taxes. But they didn't desert.
Right.
They didn't break down whether – all I know is if I owed more, they would have sent me – they definitely would have sent me fucking more. So I believe the total is what they sent me on the February 2nd statement, 7,112.33.
Right, but it's not going to include 2024 unless you filed 2024. So
I haven't filed
my
yet.
Question to you is, do you think you're going to owe when you file?
I don't. I mean, if we take care of it right now, then I guess I won't. Shit. You feel me?
Okay. Yeah, I feel you, Michael. But my question is, I need to know an amount that I'm dealing with. So, did you have enough taken out for 2024 so that you're not going to owe any more than 7,112? Because the 7,112 doesn't include 2024.
Fair enough. Actually, that's a very good point. I guess no. I guess I don't know. Shit. I don't know.
So you think you might not.
But
did you make any adjustments after 2023 so that they took enough
no,
out so
no,
that you wouldn't?
No,
know?
I did not.
Okay,
no,
then
I did not.
Okay, so you're probably going to owe a lot more than 7,112. That's the really the answer I was looking for. So Michael,
right.
the IRS does have Fresh Start programs that if you can qualify, they may settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. That's one of the programs. We usually get 80% to 90% knocked off, or they may put you in a non-collectible status where you pay nothing at all. So basically, the debt is frozen. You have a 10-year period, like a probationary period, where you have to file on time and stay in compliance. And after, if you do that, then they basically wipe debt away. You wouldn't owe it anymore after the 10 years. So those are the programs. And so let's see if we can get you qualified and help you out. All right. Sound good?
Yes.
All right. So, Michael, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to text you my information, because when the call center does a transfer, once in a while I lose the customer because of, for some reason, the transfer, after a while something happens, so we get cut off. So let me just text you my information right quick. Here, I need to do a couple of things so I can actually text. And then that way you know it's me. If we get disconnected, you know it's me calling back. It's going to be my direct line, my title, my name. So
I bet.
Wait a minute. Tell me, what is it telling me here? Oh, you know what? I got to put your phone number in. Hold on. Okay. And so, Michael, how do you normally file? Do you file single, married, head of household? Do you know?
Do I know? Bro, before we continue, stop giving me these smart answers, bro. I'm being respectful for you. Stop fucking playing with my goddamn name, bro. Not even my goddamn name. Stop playing with me, bro. Yeah, I do know. I follow my shit. I'm ahead of the household, but no, I'm single. But I say that to you. Don't play with me, man. Do you know? Do I sound like a retard to you or something? You know what I'm saying? I get it. You get
it sounds
called
like
with a
you're
bunch
having
of people.
A kind of a bad day, Michael. I'm not sure what the deal
really?
Is.
Really?
You wanna,
think you think
yeah,
I'm having a bad day?
Do you want to continue or?
I do. I'm trying to solve my shit. Like you talking about, I'm having a bad day. I don't know how the hell you say that. So, do you want to continue? What the hell? I've been cordial the whole time. Come on, man. Let me take a step back. I'm sorry. This is what I'm trying to say. Before I even answered, you simply said, do you even know? You don't even just say, you waited the last
No, I didn't say, do you even
know?
I said, do you know, Michael? Because I talked to hundreds of people and most of them don't actually know.
That's what I was trying to say. I understand you talk to a lot of people, people give you help, but I ain't one of them. I hear you, buddy.
So do you want to continue or? Because I'm
yes.
not going to sit here and argue, but I do want to help you, but I'm not going to argue with you.
No, that's fair. I'm here.
All right. So having a little technical difficulty, Michael. Is Michael
say,
your name?
I haven't seen no text message yet. Say that again.
Yeah. Is Michael, this person who transferred me, it sounded like he said Michael, but I'm not, is that your name?
Of
because
course.
If it's not,
indeed.
I want to know so that I can correct it.
Oh, my
so
God.
So it is
yes.
Michael? Okay.
I'm,
all right. So I just
who are you to
text.
Tell me otherwise?
What I'm trying to say is I didn't understand the person that transferred me, and I wanted
I
to
understand.
Confirm because
I
if
understand.
I'm calling you the wrong
I
name,
understand.
I don't want to do
I
that.
Understand.
That is disrespectful.
You're good. Yeah, I understand. And I answered. And that is my name. Not even trying to be smart. That's my name.
Okay.
Literally.
And did you get that text that I just sent you?
No. That's why I just said I ain't get no text yet. That's why I said that.
Well, yeah, I just sent it.
Oh, let me check, actually. My bad. Let me check. We gonna restart this whole shit. We gonna be on good terms. You trying to help me out?
Yeah.
We good.
Yeah.
We good.
And I apologize if you had a bad experience with the transfer. I don't even, you know.
Nah, Brody was cool as shit. Actually, it started when he transferred me to you on some real shit.
What exactly was it that got you all riled up here?
Your attitude.
You know what? Your attitude too, man. So let's just get off to a good start here. Nobody's
yes,
gonna have an attitude.
I
want to help you. Nobody's gonna have
that's
an attitude, all right?
That's why I said that. I said we gonna
so
have
Michael,
a good day.
So Michael, did
that's
you get it now?
I'm over here a step ahead of you. Trust me. So I already understand. So don't
but
trust
did you
me,
get
man.
It now?
Do you get it now?
No. Did you get the text now?
As I said, I'm a step ahead of you. Do you get it now?
I didn't get a text from you.
I can see you're a little bit slow. Okay. You're a little.
No, I know what
you're
saying,
slow.
But I'm just
and
asking you if you got the text
too.
So that.
You gonna respond angrily? Ooh, what did you say? Go ahead, say how. What are you gonna say now?
So, Michael, you file single. Or head of household. You said head of household?
What did you file? Faggot? Is that what you filed? If you haven't realized I'm wasting your time, you fucking bitch. You fucking scum of the earth, scammer, piece of shit, bitch. If I saw you, I'd beat the shit out your ass. But I'm not even going to do that. I just called to say stop calling my number, even though I know that you guys don't even have the brain to comprehend. You guys are going to continue calling. You can pass the number because all y'all fucking are like slaves in that motherfucker. Stop being a follower and be a leader and get the fuck up out of there. You hanging with people in some kind of social structure that make it cool to be in this fucking scammer shit, and you end up being just like them, a loser. But I'm not going to knock you because I'm a real person. I'm trying to tell you to get the fuck up from out of there. You clearly got some brains to you, but you don't want to admit it. You got an ego. Nigga, stop fucking being a follower, bro. Get the fuck from out of there, bro. You're wasting your time. This is the best years of your life, and you're wasting it being a scammer? What do you say now? I heard the hesitation. You was about to say something, but you caught yourself. So I asked, what made you stop yourself? What made you stop saying some real shit? That's not a question for me. That's a question for you. Remember that.